Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The drive-through with Sandile van Heerden on the home of the Afropolitan.
It is Kaya FM 95.9, the home of the Afropolitan. You're listening to the drive-through, and right now we take a trip all the way to the United States, Colorado to be specific, to chat to a South African now making a career for himself in football. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Kyle Tim. Kyle, thank you so much for chatting to us and welcome to the drive-thru.
Thank you for having me, Sandile. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking time out. You've just finished training, is that right?
Yes, just finished a long day of training. We had three sessions because we're training in small groups at the moment. We're just coming back from the lockdown, so we are 2 weeks now into small group training, so they make for long days.
So if I were to ask you, Kyle, what were some of your highlights or your best memory of playing in South Africa?
My best memory, there's lots, you know. In terms of development, I think the time I spent at Tux under Steve Haupt, where he put together extremely talented players in the academy, and he was the one coach that really pushed us as players, you know. I mean, really pushed us physically, mentally, you know, tactically. I think every single player that was there at that time improved and pushed themselves to be there as good as they could be. And I think it shows because so many guys went on to have good professional careers. So in terms of where my fondest or my best memory, I would say the 2 years that I spent at Tux in the academy. Now, there's something to be said for putting on a Pirates jersey at 15 years old. And that was at a time when the likes of Tsovi Lagazi were in the first team, and Makanya, those guys, and Pirates was the team in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
So that was quite an exciting time for me, but I think the development part, I developed and really enjoyed playing at Tux.
Very nice. And then speaking of the guys you played against, who would you rate? And I'm asking you to go into your memory bank here, Kyle. Apologies. But a player that sticks out, a player that you played with in the PSL that you just thought, wow, this guy has it all or is just on another level.
So these are guys I didn't play with in the PSL, but these are guys that went on to be obviously household names in the PSL. Lerato Shabang was one of them. The guy was extremely talented. And I think a lot of times people on the outside, especially fans, you know, you don't get to see guys day in and day out like the coaches do or the teammates do. I mean, he was one of the hardest working guys.
Oh, wow.
Extremely talented. I mean, he was exceptional. And he's just one to name out of, I mean, there's that group of players, like I say, was phenomenal.
Yeah, and Lerato Tshabangu, a lot of our listeners will know of Lerato Tshabangu. I mean, went on to Sundowns, also Swallows, and Bafana as well. Let's move over to Colorado. For those who don't know, just let us tell us a little bit about your team that you're coaching there and the whole setup.
So the team, the name of the team is Colorado Springs Switchbacks FC, and we play in the second tier in the U.S., which is called the USL Championship. So it's the league below the MLS, if you want to call it that. That's who we are. We're based obviously in Colorado, an hour away from Denver, which is a big city about an hour north of us. And they actually have a MLS club, the Colorado Rapids, which we have an affiliation with.
And there seems to be a bit of a South African flavor there at Colorado Springs Switchbacks.
Yes, yes. So Alan Koch, who is the head coach, is from Durban, South Africa. Funny enough, we were born in the same hospital in Durban, Addington Hospital, about 20, I don't know, maybe 15 years apart. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then obviously George Libisi is here.
Yes, he's just recently come over.
Yes, we brought him over this season. So we brought him over in January.
And let's just chat about the U.S. Kyle, once again, thanks for talking to us on the drive-through. I mean, the biggest news around the world, doesn't matter where you live. George Floyd is a name that is in every household at the moment because of what happened in Minnesota. I'm not sure if any of that has reached you guys in Colorado. I really don't know the map and the cities in America unless I Google them.
So it's what happened has hit the whole country. I think we're in a town of about 300,000 people, and there are protests here, not as large as the protests in the bigger cities like your Atlantas, New York, LAs. However, there are protests here, and I believe every single state and 50 states in the US, and every single state has some protests going on. So it's a serious matter. And I think people are just have reached a boiling point with it, to be honest. And they've sought justice, and I believe justice was served yesterday. So it's difficult, but it's actually quite fascinating to see people get together, you know, to fight for justice.
Now, I know you are more in a controlled environment, being part of a team. But I have to ask, in your time there, have you faced any discrimination? One, are you black? Two, you're a foreigner.
I haven't experienced it straight to my face. Now, there are moments where you kind of maybe feel like, you know, you're being discriminated against, or you just have this sense of uncomfortability. But to be honest, I haven't experienced blatant racism straight to my face, no. I think the biggest difference between America and South Africa is, in America, it's black and white, and then obviously you got Hispanic people. So in South Africa, we've got colored people, we've got black people, we've got Indian people, we've got white people. Here, it's just black and white. So in South Africa, my experiences, I've experienced discrimination from both sides, from white people, from black people, and I've seen it from colored people to black people, colored people to white people. You know, it's a totally different dynamic in South Africa that I don't think you can necessarily compare to the States.
Nice. And a final one. I see your team, Colorado Springs Switchbacks, on social media. They took a stance on everything that's happening. And what would your message be? What would your message be, I suppose, towards racism?
My message. So racism has always been a sensitive topic for me, topic for me, because from very young, I only had black friends in South Africa. I learned how to speak Xhosa. I learned how to speak Zulu. And I'm very fluent in Zulu. And, you know, I just don't understand. I don't understand where it comes from, where the hate. And I personally believe that people are taught these are taught behaviors.
Yeah.
And not necessarily that there's an adult over a kid telling them don't like this person, but you're teaching kids through your actions and how you speak about people. So I think these are taught behaviors, and for the life of me, I cannot understand why this goes on. I get these cultural differences, but I think it's up to people to educate themselves about each other. And I think it's a big part of this, or a big part of us wanting change or getting to see change, is going to be through parenting, through teaching, education, you know, at school, schools, churches, all places of education. I think that's where the change is going to come, because no 1 year old has hate in their heart for another race.
For sure. For sure. Well said. Mentioning that you speak fluent Zulu, usakhuluma ndod?
Angiyakhuluma. Ask George. George knows.
Libisi.
George Libisi.
Okay. So niyakhuluma lapho, no two. Listen, thank you so much, Carl Tim, for your time. That was Carl Tim, assistant coach at Colorado Springs Switchbacks, joining us on The Drive-Thru.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.